Our epistle for sex education on Sunday is taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 19 to 33, and chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. Brethren, you gladly put up with fools because you are yourself wise. For you suffer it if a man enslaves you, if a man devours you, if a man takes from you, if a man is arrogant, if a man slaps your face. I speak to my own shame as though we have been weak in this matter. But wherein any man is bold, I am speaking foolishly. I also am bold. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they offsprings of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I, to speak as a fool, am more. In many more labors, in prisons more frequently, in lashes above measure, often exposed to death. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 lashes, less one. Thrice I was scourged. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I was adrift on the sea. In journeyings often. In perils from floods. In perils from robbers. In perils from my own nation. In perils from the Gentiles. In perils of the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea, in perils from false brethren, in labor and hardships, in many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those outer things, there is my daily pressing anxiety, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble, and I am not inflamed? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that concern my weakness. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forevermore, knows that I do not lie. In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas was guarding the city of the Damascenes in order to arrest me. But I was lowered in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped his hands. If I must boast, is not indeed expedient to do so, but I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven, and I know such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body I do not know, God knows, that he was caught up into paradise and heard secret words that man may not repeat. Of such a man I will boast, but of myself I will glory in nothing save my infirmities. For if I do wish to boast, I shall not be foolish, for I shall be speaking the truth. But I forbear lest any man should reckon me beyond what he sees in me or hears from me. And lest the greatness of the revelation should puff me up, there was given me a thorn for the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Concerning this, I thrice besought the Lord that it might leave me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for strength is made perfect in weakness. Gladly, therefore, I will glory in my infirmities, that the strength of Christ may dwell in me. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 8, verses 4 through 15. At that time, when a very great crowd was gathering together, and men from every town were resorting to Jesus, he said in a parable, the sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside and was trodden underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Another seed fell upon the rock, and as soon as it had sprung up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other seed fell upon good ground and sprang up and yielded fruit 100-fold. And as he said these things, he cried out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. But his disciples then began to ask him what this parable meant. And he said to them, to you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. And those by the wayside are they who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, that they may not believe and be saved. Now those upon the rock are they who, when they have heard, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, but believe for a while. But in time of temptation, fall away. And that which fell among the thorns, these are they who have heard, and as they go their way are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and the fruit does not ripen, but that upon the good ground, these are they who, with a right and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast and bear fruit in patience. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As we approach Lent every year, we're giving the same epistles and gospels, of course, as we are given throughout the year. But these ones in the pre-Lenten season seem to be a bit more pointed. And as there is a lot given to us today to consider, for our meditation today, I just want to consider the gospel and the parable that our Lord spoke. Now, first off, could you imagine our Lord is preaching, everybody is listening to his story, the parable. And then he cries out with a loud voice, it says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, when we hear his words and we let the message come into our hearts, this is where the challenge is found. Because we have to truthfully examine ourselves and our relationship with God. Christ talks about the sower goes out to sow the seed and makes it very plain. The seed is the word of God. And how this seed is spread out. All the different types of grounds get the seed. But the first ground, the wayside, they hear the word, they get the seed, but they just don't care. There were people in that group, as Scripture says in today's, at the beginning of the gospel, a very great crowd was gathered together, men from every town. You had the skeptics and the Pharisees who were there to try to find fault in Christ's sermons and his teaching. They weren't there to receive the word. They weren't there to come to a knowledge of the truth. I pray and hope that there are none of us who belong to this category, the careless category. There are a lot in the world. If the seed is the word of God, and we truly understand it for what it is, then that means that we should pay attention and we should follow what that word dictates. The thou shalt and the thou shalt nots, the doings and the do nots. Those that just don't care, they're just the epitome of selfishness. Now we have those who, the word falls upon the rock. They hear the word, they rejoice in it. It says, receive the word with joy. They have no root. They believe for a while. And in time of temptation, fall away. Why? They're not willing to sacrifice. They're not willing to invest in the Word of God. They're willing to do the same old, not willing to follow the word of God where he says, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. They hear the word and they know it's good, but the term penance in their life, why? And that which fell among thorns, choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, they receive the word. Along with everything else they receive, and there is no room for the word. Because in accepting the word, it means that they have to reject a whole lot of other things. They have to start doing things themselves. Just because you have the word does not mean that you're saved. Christ says, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. That takes a reaction by us individually. So here's a few questions that we should ask ourselves, especially as we're approaching Lent. It's like, so what is my response to the grace of God? What do I contribute in order to have not just the knowledge of it, but putting it into action, the result that I could have? Let's do a simple examination and ask ourselves, how do I start my day? Do I start it with God? And some people are like, oh, I guess so. What do you mean? Morning prayers? Morning prayers? What are those? Night prayers? Sometimes maybe. I mean, saying Our Father before I go to bed sometimes. I guess that's good, right? Should be good. Really? If we are meant to have an eternity with God, it is in our time that we make that determination. It's not something that just is going to happen. Christ says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Those that want to understand, those are the true followers of Christ. It says, his disciples began to ask him what this parable meant. A disciple is a follower of Christ. And he goes, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables. This is where we need to do our spiritual exercises. People will feign ignorance, invincible ignorance, where it concerns the church. Like, well, yeah, those mysteries of the church or the catechism, that's just beyond me. No, it's not beyond you. It's just you haven't invested in it. Especially in this day and age, we should invest in it more, especially with the situation we find ourselves in the church. People will go and adopt a course that's most convenient rather than the course that's most correct. And they'll say, yeah, no, that should be good. I mean, look, at everybody else is doing it, and I know what you mean, but. No, pull out the catechism, study, because your soul depends upon what God has revealed, his way, his truth, his life. And if you play games with God, you play games with your soul, and you play games with your eternity. Too many people have done this. Remember what Christ said. Straight and narrow is the way that leads to salvation, and few there are that follow. Wide and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there are that go. Those are scary words. Scripture says, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. In other words, make it the priority, not a secondary thought. Let us be true believers. But that takes an effort. And it's not hard. It's not easy in this world. It's hard. But those who have the good ground, those who are of good ground, these are they who, with a right and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast and bear fruit in patience. In other words, through the duration of time, consistent. Remember we talked about, I think it was last Sunday, being teabag Catholics? Just when we're in hot water, that's when we call upon God? No. No, God has to be a reality in our day. And we have to live each and every day in order to perfect and grow in our love for Him who has loved us so much. So as we approach Lent and we're making our preparations for that holy season, that penitential season, let us see what we can do in order to perfect our relationship with Christ and to live more correctly His word, His gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.